This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to What the
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's usually called What the Lockout now. It's because I think we've had more lockdown shows than we have actually talked about hockey at this point. But, hey, always Skyping in with me, your favorite. I don't even know what to call this guy anymore because, like, he's not even allowed to coach anybody. Coach Dan Hayden, what's going on, man?
Yeah, do I get to talk to the players? I mean, I'm not really a coach, but do I get to talk to the players?
I don't know. I mean, you kind of like, maybe you're just locked in. You're locked in, they're locked out.
I'm going to be like that Flyers fan. I'm going to start yelling at Bettman.
That guy, man, he knew what to do. And Bettman, I mean, he doesn't back down from a fight, but he took that guy ahead.
I will give him credit for that.
Yeah, he took that guy head on.
I was a little impressed. I would have expected Bettman to sort of pout like a little girl and, you know, be all upset. And no, he actually, I think Bettman responded very well. You know, when you have a fan yelling at you, it's kind of hard to remain calm and keep your cool. But he really did a good job about that. But he still is a little punk and causing problems. And the other guy, he's the only Flyers fan I actually like out there because he had the guts to go up and start getting in Bettman's face. And I was impressed. I was able to have a conversation with him afterwards. But the fans are the ones that are getting screwed. We're not even getting screwed the worst. You know, it's the people that are working in the arenas that are losing money and the restaurants and bars around the arenas that are losing money. It just sucks for us as fans. So I do give that guy credit, but it's too bad he's a Flyers fan.
But you know what? He's voicing his opinion just like we're doing too, except he actually went up to Bettman and got in his face. So at least Bettman, I think Bettman knows that how fans feel about him. Usually when he goes to a microphone or an arena anywhere, back when there actually was hockey, he usually got booed out of the building. But, you know, he held his own, so you got to give him credit there. But big week last week during this lockout news, the NHL kind of went to the Players Association and said, listen, we're not giving you any more proposals. You figure out one and then present it to us. And they did, and there was a lot of stuff that leaked out before the meeting that the Players Association put out there. It was kind of like, listen, this is what we're offering. It's only $180 million that we are not agreeing on, so let's see what the NHL says. The NHL then came back within like 3 hours and went, yeah, it's nice, but no, and kind of left after that. So now we're in this, you know, this lull. And from what I'm hearing, there isn't going to be a lot of news until the next owners' meeting, which is on December 5th for the NHL. But big news that broke just a couple days ago, they now have a federal mediator in between both groups, which I don't know how it's going to work out with these guys. But I think, I mean, it can't get any worse, can it?
Well, it can certainly get worse. I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's three mediators. I wouldn't be surprised if these guys came in and the NHL or the Players Association came in and made their point, and the guys were like, look, to the NHL owners, you guys have to agree to give some if you want to get some back. And then the NHL owners are like, yeah, okay, fine, we don't care. And then, like, this goes for nothing. I think both sides are trying to use this to someone put this on Twitter, I can't remember who it is at the moment, that they're using this as sort of a reality check for the other side, thinking that they're right, which is frightening that both sides still is delusional enough to think that they're both exactly right, because neither side is exactly right. If they're exactly right, they split it right down the middle, no problems. But that's not going to work out that way, which is unfortunate. One side has to give to the other. So yes, this can get a lot worse, but this could help. They tried this back during the previous lockout two times. The first time it didn't help, and we ended up losing the entire season. And I believe I read today they did it again. And then they were able to actually get some traction there, and then they were able to come to an agreement. Now, fat lot of good that did, because we're right back where we started 8 years later. But there is a possibility that this could help. But every time we seem to get our hopes up, then it hits the fan. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's such a tightrope that these fans have to walk. And it's terrible that they're putting the fans through this. Because every time there's a meeting, you're like, oh my God, the Players Association just backed off of another thing. They just backed off another thing. The NHL has to accept it, has to accept it. And the NHL is just going, it's our way or the highway. Sorry, not going to work out this way. And it sucks. Somebody tweeted the actual amounts because it all comes down to how long it takes to get to this 50-50 split. And the Players Association does not want to go immediately to 50. And I got to agree with the Players Association, because it's going to take time. These guys are millionaires. I don't feel bad for them. But at the same time, it's going to take time to adjust to that pay decrease. You can't just go from 57% to 50 in a year. And that's what the owners want. And the Players Association had it to be like 57, 55, 53, 50, 50, 50 on the next year. But the Players Association wants 57% for this season coming up, if there is one, and then just wants to be 50 flat out. And that's where these guys are breaking down, pretty much. And that sucks. And but that seems to be like the last kind of snag that these guys are stuck on. And since talks broke down and everything like that, we've also canceled games through December 15th and the All-Star Game, which is a big hit to Columbus.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer, and especially for a place like Columbus, where the NHL is trying to build something there and to have a successful team there. There are these teams that are having these problems, where they're not getting enough fans, they're not making enough money, which is causing another problem with the whole hockey-related revenue and revenue sharing, and that the players wanted to have more money given to these teams so that they have more opportunity to sign players and keep their own eyes and be able to build competitive teams, whereas the owners, to some extent, it seems like some of them don't care. I think especially the guy in Boston, like, he doesn't care that the other teams are struggling. It's all about him, which I guess if you're a fan of that team, that's good, but to some extent, to have a successful league, you have to have teams that are competitive. Unfortunately, that's not where we're at right now, and that's why we have these problems, and it sucks that we lose more and more games, and I wouldn't be surprised. I think one way or another, it's too late now. Okay, maybe we could have games in December, but I wouldn't be surprised if we end up having games if by some miracle they come to an agreement that we start having games in January.
You know, that's what I'm hoping for. It seems like the best thing right now. I'm hoping for any games, but I could be wrong because I wasn't, you know, a diehard hockey fan like I am now back in the day. But back in like 94, 95, I believe the league started that season in January, and they were able to have a shortened season at that point. Now, rumors that I heard last couple weeks were after the 15th, they're just canceling the season, but I think that they're going to go down to the very last minute about getting a season started. So I don't think by the 15th of December they're going to completely cancel the season. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that they at least start fighting with each other a little bit more so there's some sort of normalcy in the hockey season by January. But we never know.
Well, there's different rumors out there. I've read different things on Twitter with John Buchergross of ESPN. He tweeted today or a previous day, he tweeted that he'd heard from an unnamed player who heard from an unnamed NHL front office, which, you know, their grandmother's friend's pet's dog, someone told them. It's rumors are coming out everywhere now, but he was saying that he heard, it was a rumor going around that the NHL already has a 48-game schedule beginning in January, that they have this outlined. So they have a plan.
They've had plans this entire time. So, I mean, I at least hopefully they're thinking about that now, about starting games in January, because like they had games starting in November, and they had games starting, you know, November 15th and so on and so forth. So somebody in the NHL has to be working on a best-case scenario for whenever this ends.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you would hope. But then you read from a guy like Barry Terluga from the Washington Post, who had tweeted that he heard from a few Caps players that they believe there won't be hockey until this time next year.
Ugh.
So it could be even a lot longer where we just don't know what's going on. So,
you know, there's been a lot of Caps players that have been kind of vocal in this last week or two that we've been away. Roman Hamrlich being one of them, who actually went out to the media, and he's talking about how he doesn't like the representation of the Players Association. He doesn't like Donald Fair.
Hamrlich, I saw when he came out and he said that, and I was thinking, what are you doing? Like, you may have this opinion, but what you guys are trying to do as a players' association, having him come out and say that helps the NHL with their attempts to discredit Donald Fair and to try and get the players to turn against him. When guys like Hamrlich and then Michael Neuwirth come out and make these comments, it's not going to help. If anything, you're going to hurt the players' association. Now, I can understand why Hamrlich would want to get down to playing, because he's at the end of his career. Within the next, if not this next upcoming season, maybe two, he'll have left. The guy's a lot older. He doesn't have a lot of time left in the league. That's just how it works. Yeah, a guy like Michael Norvirth, who's going to be around for a while, what are you doing? And Norvirth was the one that came out and said, well, this whole problem is just because a couple of guys that signed big contracts. They weren't forced to sign these contracts. These are the general managers and the owners that have agreed to give these guys these huge contracts. You know, I don't think it screams of jealousy or anything like that. And yes, to an extent, he has a point, but it's not the player's fault. If some gun comes up to you and says, I'm going to offer you a 13-year deal worth $130 million, are you going to say no? No one's going to say no to that. Maybe you'll have a guy say, well, you know, I'll take 120. You know, I don't need 130. That's just too much. But no one's going to say that. They're going to take the money. So if it's ridiculous to think the owners can go out and offer this much money and then turn around and go, okay, but we want some of it back now. Like, never mind. This contract we agreed to that we wrote up for you that we signed, forget it. We were just kidding. We had our fingers crossed behind our back. We want some of that money back. I don't understand what Norvirth is doing. The first time they see each other face-to-face with Hammerlick and Norvirth, and then you have Brower, Chimera, and Alsner, who came out in defense of the Players Association, that first meeting is going to be really awkward, and I wonder if it's going to cause problems in the locker room where you might see a couple of guys shipped out pretty soon.
Yeah, it is going to be very interesting to see what happens. Nuvi has had quite an off season. I mean, he's talked about Brayden Holtby and how he said he's not a challenge for him, pretty much, and then kind of retracted that. Nuvi was the first Caps player, and he already had his bags packed before this lockout. He got out of town as quickly as he could to get over in Europe, so it'll be interesting to see what happens whenever these guys get back together. But he's been very vocal on Twitter, talking about getting the lockout over, about wanting to play in the NHL. And I think this definitely affects the Players Association. But Sidney Crosby, who I usually don't agree with on a lot of things, pretty much was like, listen, we're not going to get 750 guys to all agree on something. And he's like, so these guys have a right to say it, and if they want to, they can. But, I don't think it was their place to do that. They shouldn't have done that, because it does hurt the Players Association's cause about making this the league better for them. But the big thing is Troy Brower is the Caps representative for the Players Association. He said something very interesting. I mean, he's even said it's going to be hard seeing these guys in the locker rooms. But he said the two most vocal guys about not liking the Players Association's representative, Donald Fair, and everything, are the two guys that have never been on a conference call for the team. That I found really interesting, because it's one thing to go out to the public and say, I don't like what this guy's doing, I just want to play hockey, we should listen to what the NHL has to say, this, that, whatever. And he's never even been on a conference call discussing this with the representative for the Players Association for the team. So what were these guys thinking? I mean, if you want to have your opinion voiced, why aren't these guys calling up Brower as the representative for the team and telling him what they want him to do? I mean, it makes their cause look really bad.
It really bothered me, you know, when I found out that they hadn't been involved basically in any of the negotiations so far. So for them to go and to come out and say, well, this is what we think. It's like, well, do something. If this is what you think, pick up a phone, make a phone call, get on Skype or however they're going to do it.
That's what we do.
And make your opinion known. That is what we do. We can get on Skype with my busted up laptop. They can too. So it bothered me to see them do that. And I do think it's going to be awkward. And I do think Hamlick's got 1 year left on his deal. So if we do have a season, maybe they hang on to him and just sort of, you know, have the first year head coach Adam Oates kind of have to ride out that problem. Or you could see a thing like maybe if they can go and find another backup goaltender, maybe you see Norvirth get traded. If he's going to cause problems in the locker room, as much talent as he might have, and as much as we don't really know a lot about Brayden Holtby yet, as much as we don't know, do you risk getting rid of Norvirth knowing that he might cause more problems in the locker room than keeping him around?
You know what?
Everything that's going well with Philip Grubauer right now in the minors, it certainly looks like he is maybe a year or two away from being able to be in the NHL like Holtby was, maybe even less than that, since he just finished up a 9-game winning streak. That do you run the risk of moving these guys out to lessen that the problems that you may have in the locker room?
You know what I've always said: trade Nuvi to Chicago, bring in Patrick Kane. I still stand by that, and I think that's
never going to work one for one, especially with the potential of the salary cap ceiling coming way down.
Yeah,
and we really don't need another partier in the locker room.
We'll see what happens, but other Caps news going on. We got Matthew Perreault. He's off to Finland. He's going to go play over there for a little while. And we got, you said Chimera's. He's coming back to the States right now.
Well, I read Chimera came back, but don't look anything into it. At first, when I saw it, I was like, really? He's coming back? I wonder if that means... No, he just... I think he missed his family. He missed being away from them, and so he came back. So I don't read anything into that. I think it means nothing other than he just wanted to come home and be with his family. So, I mean, that's good for him. You know, I think he's doing the right thing by staying with his family, and I don't think it's going to hurt his ability to be ready to play if and whenever they do. But it... you know, it's just bad that it wasn't like a good sign of anything.
Yeah, we do have a couple guys that are still in D.C., even though there's no hockey going on. John Carlson, he's still in D.C., and he went up to Atlantic City over the weekend, and he participated in Operation Hat Trick, which was a hockey game in Atlantic City, and it was to benefit all those in for the Sandy Relief Fund, everybody affected by the Superstorm Sandy that was in the New Jersey, New York area. And they had apparently like 11,000 fans, you know, all kinds of hockey jerseys out there, and plenty of chants of "We Want Hockey" and "Fire Bettman" and all kinds of stuff like that. So you can definitely tell that hockey fans are hungry for hockey and they want hockey back as quickly as possible. But other Caps in D.C., Jay Beagle's still hanging out. He said he doesn't want to go all the way back to Calgary if there's a hockey season coming soon. And Mike Ribeiro has kids in school in the D.C. area, so he's still hanging around. So it's interesting to see where these guys kind of end up. And some of them, like Ovechkin and Backstrom, still in the KHL and still tearing up with Dynamo Moscow. I mean, they're doing really well in the KHL. And Dynamo's... You know, they gave Nicky Backstrom quite a celebration for his 25th birthday, and they had they delivered him a cake. And if you go over to RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, you can see all kinds of pictures and videos. And it was heartbreaking for the Russian Machine guys to see this. Heartbreaking for me as a Caps fan as well. But Nicky Backstrom, at the end of this video, he was chanting Dynamo with the crowd, and to hear a guy chanting Dynamo when he should be in a Red Caps jersey just breaks your heart to see. And those guys are great over there, great writers at Russian Machine, and they said pretty much compared it to seeing your ex-girlfriend in a new relationship and being like, wow, she looks really happy.
Well, I don't know if I like the comparison so much, or that analogy. I mean, it's a little harsh.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it kind of makes sense, and I get it. And it is kind of, it's weird to see him in the what looks like Maple Leafs jersey when I'll see pictures and stuff. But the thing that I do like is he's been tearing it up over there. Him and Ovechkin have been doing a really good job together. So I think that's something that I'm excited to see whenever it is we have hockey back. That I'm excited to see whatever Adam Oates can do with these guys. And I think if anyone, Troy Brouwer is sort of sitting there watching, maybe he's watching going, this is going to be great. I mean, you got to think he's probably got the first chance of playing on the first line.
Yeah, he's got to be up there.
Provided that Backstrom and Ovechkin play together. Unless they want to put Ribeiro with Ovechkin and then Backstrom the second line with Volsky and Johansson or whoever else, but whatever. The point is, you got to think someone like Brouwer or maybe even Brooks Like is sitting there going, this is going to be great. These guys are doing awesome, and they're already in shape, so that's good. And it's not like they're playing before the season would normally start, so it's not like they're going to get tired by the end of the season.
Right.
So I like what I'm seeing. The chanting thing was cool. I much prefer if he was doing that in a red jersey over here, but whatever, you know, let him have fun with his little mistress over in Dynamo, and then he can come back to his real relationship here in D.C. whenever the owners and the players decide to quit screwing around.
He did come out and say, listen, I do have a contract with the NHL and the Capitals, so I'm going back over there once it's over, but it definitely looked like Dynamo Moscow was like, hey man, you should be over here with us, we got cake. Didn't look like he was buying it, but I mean, it was very weird to see him in that Dynamo jersey, where eating a Dynamo cake, holding a Dynamo stuffed cat, which a really weird smile on his face. But
maybe it was like a confused where he's like, "Yeah, this is really creepy." Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's like, Backstrom, he's Swedish.
Usually, I'm partying in D.C. on my 25th birthday and whatever. But
yeah, see, that's why I don't want Patrick Kane.
But hey, you actually had a pretty cool, interesting story about the KHL, where if this lockout were to go on a little bit longer, they're going to make it so you can have 4 NHL players, not 3 like they have right now in KHL teams.
Yeah, well, David Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, he had tweeted that the KHL will up their limit from 3 to 4 NHLers per team if the lockout if the NHL cancels the rest of the season, if the lockout is to continue throughout the rest of the season, that they'll up it. So you could see when they cancel, if they cancel, not when, if they hopefully don't, but, you know, got to be prepared, if they have to cancel the season, that the KHL teams will up it from 3 to 4 players, which will be interesting to see more guys start to go over. Because I remember reading today that you could see Crosby going over to Europe at some point in the near future. Now, I don't think he's going to go to the KHL. I think he'll go somewhere else, but it certainly could be interesting to watch. I'd like to see him in the KHL to see if he gets the same sort of scrutiny from the Russian media that Ovechkin gets from the Canadian media.
It'll be interesting to see. And, you know, Ovechkin was very much a big influence about Nicky coming over and being a part of the Dynamo team. Do you think anybody on the Capitals that hasn't gone over to Europe yet, you know, you think anybody Ovechkin would try to get onto the Dynamo team? Like, I think two Julys ago, he came back to D.C. to party with John Carlson for the 4th of July. So I'm wondering if he's going to talk the coach into getting John Carlson to come on the Dynamo team.
That'd be pretty interesting to see Carlson over there. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to remember if Dynamo has another NHLer on their roster already, though. But if the season's canceled, that might not matter. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he tries to get anybody else. I thought you were going to bring up the point, like, what if Crosby went to Dynamo? I'd be like, ooh.
Now, yeah, that would be something.
Caps fans and Pens fans, they were going, yeah, wait, what? This is weird. I don't like it. Like, everyone be, it's like when they're on the All-Star team and they're on the same line, I think, at one point, and everyone's like, this is weird. Like, what are you guys doing together? And I don't understand. But yeah, it would be interesting to watch. But I think if anyone's on there, I could see a guy like a Carlson going over there. You know, it'd be interesting after Hamerlick's comments after Hamerlick made his comments with Ovechkin tweeting all this stuff about, you know, haha, NHL, you guys are crazy, get him, Don, or whatever we call him, to see, like, Hamerlick go over there or something and play. Yeah, I think he's already playing somewhere. It'd be an awkward situation. But, yeah, Carlson could go. I don't know, Brower maybe at some point he might go. He's already over there. Did Brower already go? I can't remember.
No, Brower's the representative for the team, so he's in Chicago right now with his family, but he's still stateside. Oh, yeah, well,
this is how bad the NHL's got. This is how bad it is. It's still going. I can't even remember who the frick went over there. And it was Lykus first, and then he left, and then it was Chimera, and then he left, but he's back, and the Brower's in charge, but he's staying, yeah. Can we just end this lockout? This is freaking confusing.
That's what I would like to see. But
if all this stuff's going on, but we never know what's going to happen. Brower, that'd be interesting actually if Brower went over.
I would
like to see. Dynamo?
Yeah, I mean that line that is all caps guys. Think about that for a second on the Dynamo team.
But you do want that chemistry there that they played together last year, so there's something already there to some extent. But to have those guys go over and play together in a, let's be honest, more of an offensive league, it certainly would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. We could always catch the highlights on Twitter or something like that. I mean, come on.
Twitter, Xbox, whatever.
Yeah. But hey, we still got some hockey stateside, and as Caps fans, we got to go up 83, and we're going to go talk about some Hershey Bears and Reading Royals. All right, so how are the Hershey Bears doing? I'm excited, man. You can't make it, but I'm going up there on Saturday for the world-famous teddy bear toss at the Hershey Bears Arena Giants Center. So tell me what I should be expecting. Are these guys doing well so far?
Well, right now, Hershey's at 7-10-1, so they're doing okay. They're not doing great. They're fourth in their division, but it's still early. I expect them to start doing better. I know that Callie Johansson and Adam Oates are no longer working with the Bears, that they came back, and that the Bears are now just their coaches working with their players. But they're doing okay. I think you'll have a good time. And if anything, it's just great to go to a Bears game. It's a really nice arena. It's a nice area around there. It's not that far of a drive, and it's fun to watch because no matter where you sit, you're still pretty close to the ice. I mean, maybe the top level, not so much. But, you know, top row is pretty far. But it's not like the top row at Verizon Center where you need binoculars to be able to see the players on the ice. It's still a great arena, so I'm sure you know when you go, you'll have a lot of fun as well as a lot of other anybody else that goes up to a game. They're doing okay. Reading, on the other hand, they did very well. They had an 11-game winning streak that was unfortunately snapped the other day, but they did very well. I think Grabauer, out of those 11 games, he had a 9-game winning streak, so it's certainly great to see what he's doing. And it'd be great when the lockout ends, because then Holtby can come to D.C., Grabauer can go to Hershey, and then they can put someone like Kostenko or whoever else in Reading. I was about to say South Carolina. That's not our team anymore.
Yeah, not South Carolina anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah, but so, and I got to check up on how Galiev's been doing, but...
Galiev, he's been flip-flopping from Hershey to Reading, then they brought him back to Hershey, then he went back down to Reading, so hopefully he's adjusting pretty well in Reading, and I think I'm pretty sure he's still there, so hopefully he's helping them kind of get back on the winning streak.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Hershey doing well again, but we'll see how things go. I know that they're doing well, and there's that game coming up. Was it D.C.?
Yeah, the D.C. game is next week, the AHL Showcase.
So that'll be cool to see. But yeah, you're going to the game this weekend, so that'll be a lot of fun. Let me know how those jerseys look.
Oh, I'm excited, man. I need a new...
I haven't decided.
I have one of the old school Hershey Bear jerseys where it's, the bear with the hockey stick.
Jersey
from like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, I've always liked that logo, but I dig the new logo, man. I really do dig it. So I think it's a little weird that white is like the home color. Like I like it being that's the road color. White's the road color, but that's just my own personal taste. But I'm excited to see these guys. I'm excited to see actual hockey. I mean, I went to a college hockey game and that was fun and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't, you know, what I'm used to. So I'm excited to be in a big, somewhat big, a big arena. And a lot of fans cheering, and I want to hear that bear roar at the beginning of each period. So I'm excited, and I've never been to a teddy bear toss, so that's going to be something kind of interesting.
Yeah, that should be. You told me about that, and I was like, okay, I don't really understand. But yeah, they each do their own thing, and that's pretty cool. And I guess it all goes towards a good cause, so that's always the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So did we cover everything? Is there anything else we missed?
Well, actually, breaking news here a little bit. Pierre LeBrun just reported. He works, I believe, for ESPN. And TSN, he just reported that the mediation meeting is done for the day and that they're going to be meeting again tomorrow. No reports yet on how it went. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear it all. But
silence is usually better with this type of thing. So
yeah, with the way these guys have been going, silence is certainly better than what it could be.
So that's good to know. I mean, them working late into the night, that's a good sign, I think. It's so hard to tell because we got our hopes up so much before. But
well, they started meeting at 1, and then they finished, I guess, right around 7:15 now, so that's not bad.
Yeah, that's...
It's only better than if they'd been there for like 2 hours like they have in the past. Right. There's no way you're going to get anything done.
So yeah, so hopefully this mediator is helping in some way, and who knows what'll happen. But all right, so I think that's pretty much it. Hopefully we'll be back next week with good news about how a lockout, it'll be something that'll be ending quickly and that these federal mediators are helping in some way. Let's hope. But if you want to keep up with Dan or I, of course, you can follow us on Twitter. My Twitter name is @BrandoCash. And Dan, where can people follow you? Because you're always tweeting about hockey or football or European football, otherwise known as soccer in this country.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that whole confusing thing. But yeah, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan, and you can always follow the show at facebook.com/WTPPodcast. But Brandon, what about you and all your other shows?
That's right. If you like What the Puck and you dig some of the other shows, want to find out more information about some of the other shows on the @BrandoCash Network, make sure you go to facebook.com/BrandoCash. We're always putting up new information when shows are posted, everything like that. If you're listening to What the Puck on something besides iTunes, make sure you go over to iTunes, search What the Puck Podcast, and you click subscribe. Also, write us a review. Kind of helps us climb the ladder in the iTunes world and get a little bit more recognized, which would really help us out. And biggest way you can help us, you know, writing a review, but telling other people about What the Puck is a huge, huge step in the right direction for us. And we can only get bigger with your help. So make sure you go onto Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and any other social network you can think of and just tell people about What the Puck and that you're listening to the show and that you dig it and that we're kind of helping you with your hockey hangover, since there isn't any hockey on and we're kind of talking puck and you kind of miss it just as much as we do. So make sure you tell other people about it, let them know, and it would really help us out. So thank you so much for listening, Coach Dan. We'll talk hopefully next week about something more than just where they're still talking.
Yeah, man, hopefully we'll talk to you next week about something a little more fun.
All right, see you next week.
Yep.
This has been a production of the @BrandoCash Network.